that wonderful and beautiful time called the Thrill of Hope, where we get to we just get to talk about good works and hope, equip, and inspire us. And this week next week, Jim, we're going to do a brainstorming session and we'll talk about this. But I think this comes before that, like this piece comes before that. So you guys, a couple weeks ago, Mo and I shared like our moment of grace was buying boots for that guy. Like our friend is street name's Nine, so that's what he introduces himself as. So when we got to buy Nine's boots, I was thinking like, okay, take them to Sears, because when I was in construction, I always bought my boots at Sears. I just don't know why. I just thought that was the best place to buy boots. And so I was thinking about taking them to Sears, and he said, now what I really want are these like Vietnam combat like jungle boots, because they're breathable and they have all these things. And I'm like, all right, I mean, okay, if this is what you want. And I if I'm being honest, I was super complaining, because I was like, I do not want to drive all over Kingdom Come going to surplus stores looking for these things. And so I called a bunch of and none of them had them. And so I was like thankful that we did this. So I took Nine out to lunch, or it's funny, I took him out to lunch, but I didn't bring my wallet, so he took himself out to lunch. that's a good thing to do. It actually is a good thing to do, because it reminded me that, hey, every now and again, he can pay. It's fine. Makes him feel like a human. So and so it's good, but like, so we got on Amazon and we bought the boots that he wanted. And then we had to wait for him to come in, and then we gave them to him. And then when Zach and I were at the gospel mission this last Friday, we did a Moments of Grace like we do. And this guy shares, I'm so grateful for the snow, because of that, I haven't been out on the streets. And because of that, I've been able to get hot showers every day. And because of that, my feet are healed, because I've been like basically jungle rot. Like he's just out there, his feet are wet, and his feet are always wet and they're always sore. And I was thinking, like, oh my gosh, like, this is a real issue. Like, this is a really big thing. Like, having nice boots or nice shoes is something that these guys really deal with. And I felt the Holy Spirit put on my heart again, you're going to buy this guy boots too. And I was like, okay, or I'm going to give him my shoes. And I didn't have these shoes. I had different shoes on, but they were like this, right? They were like these shoes. And I went up to him after. I was like, hey, what size do you wear? And he said size 12, and I wear size 13. So I'm like, guys can double up socks and wear a size 13, right? And I go, do you want these shoes, man? Because he had said he has holes in the bottom of his shoes. He's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. You have to come out to my car, because I'm not going to walk between the streets on the gospel mission are not the cleanest, and I don't want to step on a needle. Like, I wanted to walk to my car and give him my shoes there. But I said, wait a second, man. I have more shoes at home that I'm wanting to get rid of. Do you want these, or do you want other ones? He goes, really, what I want is, and then he names the boots. And he goes, they're at Walmart. I'm like, okay, then I'll show up tomorrow and I'll give you these boots from Walmart. And I'm not saying this to boast to myself, like, oh, look, I bought this guy boots. Because I've been more times the gospel mission where I didn't bring anything than times when I have. Or like, there's been times when a guy's like, I just really need some gloves. Sorry, sucker, I get in my car and drive away. Like, I mean, if I'm being honest, like, I just don't have it for you. But I say this to say this. When we serve somebody, I would have felt really good giving him my shoes and walking away. I would have felt really noble. I would have felt really like I did a real good service to the guy. I would have given him shoes where at least these shoes don't have holes, you know? And giving them like this really great thing. And I was reminded that when we serve, like whenever we get to serve, we don't serve in a way where we want to. We serve in a way where they want it. We get to serve in a way where this is what the guy wanted. He wanted this. Like if he would have said, I need these shoes and I need 12 pairs of socks, I would have been like, bro, I'm buying you boots, like, you know, because I had limits on how far I could go. But at the same time, like, I was reminded as soon as he said, the boots I want are these, and here's where you can find them, I was like, brilliant. Yep. That's what I said. So I'm going to keep my shoes, and I'm going to go and get you those boots tomorrow. And he's like, oh, thank you so much. And like, I guess he had been bugging the desk all day to see if I had stopped by and given him shoes. So thank God I delivered them. Or Zeka would have had a real awkward time the next time he went to the gospel mission by himself. it reminded me that talking about kids and hunger this month and really focusing on that, we get to think about what do these schools need, what do these kids need, not what will make us feel good about ourselves. That's my application to this month. I love this idea because if I had a message to people that volunteer with nonprofits, it's this. We are not saviors. We are not saviors. And too many times what happens is people come alongside and they say, well, I'm not homeless and I've never been homeless, so I know what's best for you, homeless person, and or like hungry person or whatever type of person. I know what's best for you because I've never been in that situation, so just do like me. And that ignores so much social science and social behavior and ACEs scores, if you don't, adverse childhood effects and how that affects who we are and who we become. We're not saviors. We get to walk alongside people. And then not only that, we get to allow people to figure out what they want. And then if we can meet that need, great. And if we can't, okay, maybe somebody else can. Like, we get to do this and work in this way because we're not saviors. We just get to work alongside it. And this was a very stark reminder this week, actually the last probably month has been a stark reminder, that we don't serve just for our own feel goods. This is not, it doesn't feel nice to serve, but that's not why we do it. We get to serve not as a savior, but as a friend who walks alongside, not as somebody who's better, but as somebody who serves in a way that the person will be able to receive it. And so I want us to, even as we pray for kids and schools and hunger and consider what are we going to do next week when we actually talk about this, like, and implement a plan to help with hunger, are we just going to take our own advice or are we going to take the advice of others that have done it? That's my question. And so as we go into this week, let us pray as we get ready to come up with a plan to help the schools. Let us pray, but remember that just because we have a brilliant idea doesn't mean that's what's needed. Does that make sense? So, anyway.